This story is from a long time ago. It was around the 4th of July. About a 10-year-old had gotten hold of some firecrackers. And he was out in the backyard, and he was lighting matches and popping them off, and one blew up in his hand. He forgot to throw it. Well, that showed you how smart he was. But he got into trouble. And his mom and dad told him to get rid of the firecrackers and, you know, you're done. Well, he didn't get rid of them. He stashed them. Well, the Sunday before Easter, the very next year, in church, the pastor said, he was telling the people that, well, they needed some empowering. They needed waking up, okay? They needed a change in attitude. And he was talking about that like he was going to do something. And this boy, they'd been going to this church for a while, and he didn't like church. He thought it was boring. And he would get into trouble every Sunday. And there was this one lady, she always tend to sit near them, and she gave him these dirty looks because he never sits still. And this one old-timer, he always went to sleep. And so this 10-year-old was thinking, what could this pastor do that would change people's attitude? And so he decided that he would help. So Saturday, he went and got the firecrackers out of hiding. And on Sunday morning, he put them in his pocket. And he went to church ready to help the pastor wake people up. And so, here is church starts. And he's thinking about it. And he thought, well, I'll wait till the sermon time, because that's the time when the organ isn't playing and the people aren't singing. And he's thinking about what's going to happen. And then he realizes he doesn't have any matches. And he is not a happy camper. And he's looking up front, and this church had electric lights for candles. There was no flame in the building. And the sermon had started, and he is bummed out, and he thought he was going to be able to help the pastor by making this disturbance with the firecrackers, and he's kind of just, you know, brooding a little bit. He's pouting. He's got firecrackers with no matches. And he's starting to look around, and he's noticing the lady that usually gives him dirty looks is smiling. And the old man that's normally asleep is sitting up, and he's smiling too, and he seems to be involved. And he's wondering, well, what did the pastor do to change the attitude? And just then the sermon ended. And he didn't know. Well, that little boy is now a pastor. And I don't know what text the pastor preached that Sunday. But it could have been this one. This is from 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for the salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The theme for this morning is about how God is calling us home, and he has called us with a change of attitude. He lifts up our heart, and he gives us hope. Now, maybe you're one of those people that when you get out of bed, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but should people avoid you until you have coffee? I'm just asking, all right? Okay, you know, maybe you're one of those people that people should avoid you until you've had something to eat, because otherwise you are not very pleasant. Or are you one of those people that if you could have slept another 2 hours, you would have been just fine, but getting up early is not your thing? There are all kinds of people, all kinds of energy level, but we have this common denominator among us, and that is we all try to find attitude adjustments, not only for ourselves, but for the people that got attitude around us, okay? But what happens is so often those things fail, and they should. Because there's really one source that changes our heart and our mind, and it's Christ. What Peter is given from God, this word, is about what a blessing it is to have a heavenly Father who sent his only Son to die for us. Not simply for us, but in our place, kind of, for us. That he would take our sin upon himself. And then to go beyond that kind of event to the reality that this one who died in our place is now alive. And what Easter is about, it's about the grace and the mercy of our God. And that changes our thinking and our heart. In other words, it's the ultimate attitude adjustment. As you begin any day of the week, no matter what the task is, we have this joy of a gospel message that is real. It is historical. In other words, it's real in human time. And this gospel message is for all of us. Christ died for all. And God the Father desires everyone to be in this faith relationship with the Son. And it is in that relationship that we find meaning and joy and purpose and direction and truth and even strength to endure the kinds of things that we endure, to put up with the kinds of things that we face, and even at times to overcome them. This word of God may have been what that pastor preached on years ago. I really don't know. But it is a word of God for today, because in our world today, we have all kinds of attitudes, and we have all kinds of challenges and heartbreak and misery. There are things that we do not like that are going on around us. There are things that we do not like that happen to us. And then sometimes, if you're honest, there are things that we are like that we aren't too proud of. Christ died for us, for all of us, for my sins and your sins. And when he rose from the dead, it was the message of the Father that the payment is made and paid in full. And at the same time, by the resurrection, is that now, instead of death and sin, now we are alive in Christ. Of all the gimmicks that we turn to help kind of motivate us, high energy drinks, You know, for some it's a cigarette in the morning. You know, don't talk to me until I've had a cigarette. For all of us, we look for something, something tangible, something real, something that we can control, something that we can do that sort of helps us get us through the day. And unfortunately, for some, that means turning to alcohol. Others, it means turning to, prescription drugs. And then again, illegal drugs. But we always look for something. And the message of the church on this Sunday is you don't have to start looking anymore. Here it is in Christ Jesus. The women were grieving. They had a loving task to perform. But they were grieving because their leader, their teacher, the one whom they loved, had been executed by crucifixion. And when they came to the tomb, here was an angel who said, "He's not here. He is risen," just like he said. And they were astonished, and in some ways they were dumbfounded, and they didn't know what to make of it or what to think of it, because that news was so outside their box and their human understanding that they went away. But over time, as the Holy Spirit strengthened their faith, and as Jesus Christ made himself known to the disciples, as he continues to make himself known through his word, not only the ladies, but the disciples and many other believers now know what that empty tomb meant and how we have life because Jesus lives. So often we want to fix it ourselves, and Easter is about how God fixed it, resolved the issues. Easter is about how, whether we have a common ailment, or whether we have a bad hip, or whether we have emphysema, or whether we're just growing old, or whether, you know, we're challenged by life circumstances, God gives us hope by showing us his mercy. Now, mercy is not pity. Mercy is not merely sympathy. Suppose you got really bad knees. Now, some of you actually do, but, you know, and these steps are hard today. God's mercy is this way. It's as if he reaches out, grabs you by the arms here, and he helps you up the steps, because that's what he does. He takes action. He provides the help. And when you are on top up here, this is his hope that he offers you. Mercy is his action, and hope is the condition in which we continue to live daily. And for God's hope that he gives us, it's not wishful thinking. God's hope is true, even when it hasn't happened yet. When I die, I'm going to heaven. How about you? Yeah? Okay? How do you know that? It's because God has promised it so. When people started playing basketball games at the start of March Madness, some of them had hope to make it to the Final Four, but not everybody made it. What kind of hope was that? I call it wishful thinking. Even though they tried hard, they didn't make it. There's no shame in their efforts, but they didn't make it. When God gives us hope, he says, because of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ even told his disciples, "I go to prepare a place for you." This is in John chapter 14. "I go to prepare a place for you so that when I come back, I may take you to be where I am." God's mercy is in Jesus Christ, and his hope is that God is lifting us up, lifting us up and bringing us into his kingdom in his own timing. Whatever you're facing in life, when you have bad days, difficult times, don't think just because you had your coffee it'll be okay, or now you're fortified. Instead, while you're drinking that coffee, or while you're eating that breakfast to take care of your body, take care of your soul. And remember these words that God gives us. "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That's our hope, and that's our calling. Amen.